It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I received a gift yesterday. I thought I'd bring this to the table.
Ah, a birthday gift, I'm assuming. Gift,
yeah.
That'd be a big coincidence if you'd got a gift for other reasons on your birthday.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. It's late. Kalia gave me 39 small presents and one big present for my birthday to make 40 and celebrate 40. So did a great job. Little poems and then a little treasure hunt and whatever, scavenger hunt around the house, and it was great. But one of the 40 gifts, two of the 40s in fact, were NBA T-shirts.
Yeah.
Right, basketball tees, right? One of them, Philadelphia 76ers, blue T-shirt, bloody love it, amazing. Right?
So it's not like a jersey, it's like a T-shirt. Like what you're wearing today.
Yeah. The other one is the one that I'm wearing today.
Oh, okay, because right. I noticed that this morning. I'm like, is that new?
Hey, they've printed that wrong.
Yeah, so...
So no.
Let me show you.
They so haven't.
This
have
is
they?
From the official NBA website, which you've had dealings with lately,
yes.
Haven't you? And so I'm just so it's a Golden State Warriors T-shirt, and you got that.
And
got
we all
jersey.
Know the team is really called the Golden State Warriors.
It sounds well, so naughty.
Golden State.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lingy, I just thought I'd show you. This is how you do it. Right? This says, see, it says it on four different places on the T-shirt, and every time it says Golden State, not Golden State, like your...
You know, that's like a dagger to the heart every time I read that. Perfect writing, Golden State Warriors.
I cannot believe that you went to the right website. You have to have gone to a copyright, like a
something's wrong, Lingy.
Counterfeit website.
Again, you're assuming I did
had
it.
Anything. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Dodsy did it all, so it was the right website.
Golden State. This is how we do it, mate.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Huge weekend around Geelong this weekend. There's so much going on. And Saturday night, it's all going down at the Palais.
Yes.
the venue is definitely called the Palais.
The Palais. Up the top of town there. Beautiful building. Yes. You've been there for many events before. Wrestling will be there on Saturday night. And the man who's going to be in the thick of it is Joel Bateman. He joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Great morning, mate. How are you?
Really good, thanks. Thanks for coming in. It's awesome to have a guest in the studio, to be honest, after the last couple of years. So it's lovely to see your face.
Better this than Zoom, right?
Yeah.
Is it really good to have a guest in the studio, though, when that guest walks in with a club wrapped in barbed wire and just a sort of a menacing look about him? I'm kind of backing away as we're talking to him right now.
If I can put the fear of God into Lingy, I'm doing something right.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, so when you were at the door, I had to let you in before and I was like, I don't know about the bat, but I love the boots.
Yes, rocking
on the boots. So you've come in your wrestling garb. You wrestle under the name Joel Bateman?
Yeah, wrestle under my real name, have so for almost 20 years now.
Yeah, wow. You didn't think of going...
Oh, I had a character name when I started.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that on a public forum unless I get shamed by the entire wrestling community.
Okay.
But, yeah, I had a character for a little while and tried to go very camp and very over the top, but never felt comfortable kind of in my own skin and eventually just kind of regressed into a more blown up version of myself.
Sure.
Okay. And then that character's been the one that's carried me through to now.
Cool. The thing is, with the bat that's wrapped in barbed wire, I touched it. Sorry, I touched your bat without asking. And it's actually... real barbed wire, and you're like, well, if you can tell me where the fake barbed wire store is, I'd love to know. That's a bit dangerous, isn't it?
Yeah, just
that's
a touch.
That's like a full-on weapon.
Yeah, so I specialise in a style called deathmatch wrestling. Mm. Obviously, on like TV and stuff, you'll see a style of pro wrestling called quote-unquote hardcore. Air quotes don't work on radio.
Yeah.
But that's all chairs and tables and things like that.
Yeah.
Deathmatch is that kind of turned up to 11. So instead of things like chairs and tables, it's things like barbed wire and fluorescent light bulbs and all sorts of awful stuff
sure.
like that.
Yeah.
So think Police Academy stunt show meets live action horror movie meets professional wrestling.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, but I mean, there's so much made of it, you know. It's not real. It's all choreographed and stuff. Tell us how much of it is real. I mean, if obviously the barbed wire is.
I was going to say, you touch the bait. You tell me if
yeah,
it's real.
Exactly, yeah.
Without spoiling too much of the magic, like you don't go to Indiana Jones and go, oh, the movie was crap because the boulder wasn't real.
Yeah.
It's all about suspension of disbelief, to be completely honest. When you walk into a wrestling venue, you take everything as it's presented to you. You don't sit there and try and pick holes in it because you're ruining the fun for yourself and everybody else.
It's an art form.
100%. Yeah. I say it's performance art. It's a very chaotic form of performance art, don't get me wrong. Mm. But, yeah, performance art, 100%.
With even those little things that maybe, as you're saying, suspend disbelief for a second, they're still going to hurt. You know, you say the stuff on TV, the chairs and the tables, even if that has been practiced and they're pulling out, however, whatever technique they use to protect the other performer, it's still going to hurt like hell. Is that, I mean, injuries and the pain after a wrestling match, how bad? How real?
Incredibly. Yeah, I was going to say, if the fake part was the pain, awesome. That'd be great. I'd love to not be hobbling around like a 60-year-old man when I'm in my early 30s. But, yeah, like especially when I started, recovery and stuff wasn't really a thing. We didn't really take care of our bodies like athletes, where now we have a strength and conditioning coach and a myotherapist there to kind of help with the pain side of things. But the pain is very, very real. With cuts, bruises. I'm just coming off shoulder surgery myself.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's the pain is very, very real.
Far out.
How long does it take to learn these skills? Like, have you been doing this since you were a child and that's why you were kind of, yes, I know, you know, I've been jumping off couches and smashing people on the floor the whole time? Because, you know, I did a bit of that when I was growing up. Maybe I should have gone into this style of career as well. But obviously it's a skill that takes a long time.
100%. So, yeah, I was exactly that. Me, like most kids in the mid to late 90s, fell in love with wrestling on TV. Yeah. And then I never grew out of it. And my mum took me down to practice at the tender age of 11, don't recommend it, and said, I'm going to take you down to practice. You're going to get the crap kicked out of you. And then I'm never going to have to hear about the fact you want to be a wrestler.
Sure.
It's going to be done and the discussion's going to be over and then go and play cricket. But I went down to practice, got my butt kicked and thought this is the greatest thing ever. And now, 20 years next year, I love it more than ever.
Wow. We've got Joel Bateman, one of the wrestlers here. You've driven all the way down the highway to be part of the show this morning. But do you know what you're calling? Is it Malice at the Palais?
It was Malice at the Palais. It was a gaff on the basketball brawl from the 90s.
No, yeah, I know.
That was 100% it. And then from the second we named it, we continued to screw it up to the point where no one really knows what it's called anymore. But yeah, the official name is Malice at the Palais.
I've heard
Melee at the Palais.
Yeah, Melee. I like that. I don't mind that one.
That's new.
We were hoping it wasn't Malaise at the Palais because that sounds a little
different
more
kind of event.
Yeah. All right. So tickets are on sale at the moment. Deathmatch@downunder.com.au. They start at $35. Now, you were saying off air that you've got a whole heap of wrestlers coming from around the country to be part of this event.
Yeah, 100%. So obviously the majority of our roster is based in Melbourne, as well as three local Geelong boys that we were talking about off air.
Yeah.
Shazza McKenzie's flying in from New South Wales, who's probably one of our greatest exports when it comes to professional wrestling in this country.
Yeah.
A couple of wrestlers flying in from Adelaide and Newcastle as well, I believe. So it's very much a national event and probably the biggest event we've done as a company with Deathmatch Down Under. So super, super excited for it on Saturday.
How do you get the baseball bat on the plane?
Yes, the great question.
Checked baggage.
Yeah. Love plates out. Yeah.
So many questions.
We have so many questions.
We have not stopped talking to you. One of the questions I want to know, when you walk out, I would find it so hard to choose my theme song. Do you know what I mean? So what is the theme song that you walk out to?
So it took me the better part of 20 years to pick something that I liked. I used, again, coming up in the late 90s, I used every terrible new metal band ever for about the first 10 years of my career. But obviously being a proud First Nations band, I've settled on Solid Rock by Joanna.
Yes!
Yeah, that's a pump-up song.
That is a pump-up song.
And it works. I've timed it out. So, yeah, I hit the curtain riders out here, nothing changes, and everyone goes, yeah. So it felt really weird because it's not your traditional, I guess, you know, entrance song. It's not big and over the top and pump-up-y. But over the last kind of 12 to 18 months, the audience have actually started singing it with me, I guess.
Oh,
so, like,
awesome.
The audience is singing along to Solid Rock as I come out. You hit the ring right as the chorus hits. It's really amazing. You get goosebumps every time.
Yeah. Great choice. You've mentioned the 90s wrestlers a couple of times. Just give us a little bit of nostalgia. Who was your favourite back then?
Goldberg. I was a Bill Goldberg guy because in the 90s, if you had Optus Vision, you got one wrestling company, and if you had Foxtel, you had the other wrestling company.
Yeah.
And we'd fight on the oval because we'd always think our company that we followed was better because our parents picked one cable TV company.
The Great Divide.
Exactly. Yeah.
Amazing, amazing. Okay, so you do have this bat here. We've talked off air to you about injuries. You've shown us your back. You've got scars galore. How does your wife feel about your choice of profession?
We met through wrestling.
Ah, she loved it.
Right. Yeah, so we met through wrestling almost a decade ago now. So she's really supportive. She's my absolute rock. And like I said, off air, I'm off to the US in a week to kind of take Deathmatch Down Under worldwide. I've been calling it Deathmatch Up Over, but that's is what it is. Yeah, but she's amazing. She's fine. She was actually one of our announcers for our first few shows with DMDU.
Cool.
And as long as I don't complain, is the main thing. She knows I'm going to get hurt, but it's my choice. So as long as I don't whinge and moan about it, it's no big deal in the house.
Yeah, nice.
You need to check you out online, Joel, as well. Get to our Insta right now. Lingy's got the bat turned on you. And you can check out your photos. I've tagged you in there. I thought it was fake, like stage blood and everything. And you're like, no, Loggy, that's real.
The rule is, the blood rule is that you have to bleed.
Yeah. So it is pretty intense.
So if you were to like give someone just a little tap with that bat, would it bleed? Would they bleed straight away? Because Lingy's got a lot of work to do. He's got meetings today at St. Joey's.
And he's got his beautiful graph paper shirt on as well. It's a thicker graph paper.
Thinking that, it's a really nice shirt. It'd be a shame if it got ripped to shreds.
Oh, I'm ready.
Yeah, he's not so red.
Are we ready? Time for K-Rock News. Is that how it works?
Can you give him a little tap? Like a little tap on the shoulder. A little tap that won't draw blood?
Of course.
Okay.
Please, let's do it. Yeah, let's do it now because we've got to get some news.
Lingy,
can we film it
or
something?
Yeah,
let's film it. Let Loggy get her phone out just while you're doing that. Here we go. You went the roll. It was like he was.
Oh, yeah, but it's barbed wire.
It was like a pizza base. Just gave him the.
You were biting him on the arm.
Can I get Tommy?
Yes.
Okay, you got to catch me first, mate. You got to catch me.
Wait.
There's too much electronics here.
I'll blame the electronics, eh?
Joel, hang it from the roof of the studio so we could scrap over.
Joel, look, amazing to have you in the studio. Very excited for this Saturday night. Thanks for coming in, mate.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Joel.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Log.
The other day, I picked up your big balloon garland from I Love This Shop in Warm Ponds.
Mm.
And also your big Tom Turns 40 balloon. I had to put them in the back of my car, right?
Yep.
So I was loading up my car with a lot of things that I then had to unload here at work. Now, Billing, our promotions guy, he's like, hey, you can park under the building. But I've smashed a car down there before and I didn't want to do it to my own car.
You didn't smash the car. You smashed the rear view. You took it clean off.
Yeah, I was anyway, that was a great day, wasn't it? But I'm just like, I'm not taking my car down there because it's so tiny.
Mm.
It used to be a former bank. So they've designed it in a way that you can't get a quick getaway. So that's why it's not for me, right? So anyway, at the front on Moorabool Street here, at the front of our building, just down a few parks, it says loading zone. Now, I've always wondered this. Because I was actually unloading something, can I park there to unload something? Or is the loading zone only used for professional unloaders? I know this sounds stupid, but that's just how my brain has always thought, I can't park there because that's for professional unloading people.
It's not a stupid question. That's a decent question because you are employed here.
Yeah.
And you are unloading something for work purposes. You were setting up the studio for a particular theme.
Yeah.
Tommy's birthday in this case.
Mm-hmm.
I would say you could park there.
But provided you stay. Have you always thought it was like vans and like
couriers.
Meat work people and stuff. I don't know.
Something like that.
Yeah, like
pulling like pigs out of the
no,
back.
No, I don't know what I'm saying.
Carrying them over their shoulders and swinging them.
No more than 10 minutes, I would say.
Yeah.
Not, you couldn't. I reckon you could park there. That's my take.
All right.
Tommy?
Well, I wouldn't like to weigh in for, you know, fear of being wrong and telling people that they can do something when they can't.
Oh,
you
right.
Know?
That's a good point.
So are we going to do, we haven't done a phone poll in a while. Are we going to ask the people?
Oh, sure. Okay, we can do that.
Please help. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
Yay or nay? Is anybody allowed to use a loading zone? Or is it only professional unloaders as Loggy?
Can I clarify one little bit?
Yeah.
Not anyone. You need to be employed by the organisation and unloading something in the act of work.
Here
what
comes
organisation?
Well, K-Rock. She works for
K-Rock. So she would only be allowed to unload things in the K-Rock?
She couldn't go and park in an unloading zone in Warm Ponds.
Do we have any professional?
No, I'm talking loading zone anywhere.
Yeah, I think it's got to be anywhere.
Well, I'm talking like
you might be unloading some money to a clothes shop. You can't park there.
No, but this is the question. This is what I'm saying. If I'm just a normal person, can I use the loading bay if anywhere. I'm unloading stuff?
Yeah. And also, I'd love to hear from a professional unloader that gets frustrated when amateur unloaders park in their spot. Let's see what Peter from Newtown reckons. Morning, Peter. You've been on hold for a while, so thank you very much for your patience. What do you have to say about this situation?
Tom, I'm pretty sure the rule is that you have to have a commercially registered vehicle.
Ah.
Otherwise, the parking officers wouldn't be able to tell who's who.
Uh-huh.
Very interesting.
Peter, do you have a law background? Are you telling the...
No, I go back... I've got a planning background, but I also go back long enough to remember what the road rules were.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. bit of a dig from Peter there.
Just not an idiot, I suppose.
Great answer.
Did you say legal because he's from Newtown? Is that why you...
No. One of your mates. Do you know Cameron Ling, Peter?
I do know where he lives. He's not very far from me.
How sweet it is.
Got the old adjoining fence that folds down and all of a sudden you've got a bar.
Tennis courts and swimming pools.
Commercial vehicle. There you go. I don't know if that's true or not. We've got
convincing, though.
I was just going to go to a message that we received from Jake the Snake in Port Arlington, but he's called through. Morning, mate. You're live on the air. What did you have to say? Good.
Good. You got your radio up, Jake.
Jake was saying that he uses the unloading zones Big W. They allow you to use their loading zone, so don't see why Loggy couldn't use it.
Mm.
I'm probably going to go with Peter. So, talking to Peter off air.
Peter from Newtown.
Peter from Newtown off air.
Lives down the road from Lingy.
And he had a bit of a misnomer, a poorly understood road rule about zip lanes. And who has to give way.
A zip lane or a slip lane?
He was saying a zip lane.
Okay.
That's why I was confused. That is. Do you know what a zip lane is?
Oh, sure.
I'm going to try. I'm probably not going to try and explain it.
The boy from Lara is trying to explain the Newtown chat.
He just said when you're cross that dotted line move into another lane, you've got to give way to everybody else, regardless of whether you're half a car ahead of someone or whatever.
No way, because then that stops traffic. There'd be a give way sign there, surely.
It's the rules, mate.
That's the rule. But you kind of need to be a little bit assertive when you like to make a good merge.
I'm from Newtown and I'm coming through.
My Audi actually goes across two lanes, so I can't just be in the one. The wheels are too big.
Tom and Log. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955. Now. 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 Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Luggies. I feel seen on K-Rock and Action.
Yes.
I can't believe it's gone this far.
We've done it like, 5 weeks in a row?
Yeah. Are you still loving it?
I love it.
Okay, good.
Tommy loves it.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, there you go.
Last week you forgot to end your scene by saying, and scene.
I know, sorry. So you won't make the same mistake.
I probably will.
All right. The way this works is two of us act out a scene from a movie. The other person, Loggy in this case, has to guess what movie this one is from. Because of our quality acting, it should be very comfortable for you to guess this one.
Mm. Yeah. I'm pretty excited about it.
Have you practiced?
Not once.
No. Okay.
Just got to go for it. It'll be all right on the night.
Turn the background music down. We are professionals, mate, so just strap yourselves in.
All right. You ready, Tommy?
I'm ready, mate.
All right, here we go. You think I wouldn't have been prepared? 2 years I spent setting up that elevator job. 2 years I invested in it. Yeah. You couldn't understand the kind of commitment that I have. You ruined a man's life's work. And you think you can walk away? You got blinders onto the world. But I got your attention now, didn't I, Jack?
Why didn't you just come after me?
No, this is about me. This is about my money. This is about money due me, which I will collect. $3.7 million. It's my nest egg, Jack. At my age, you have to think ahead.
Will I find you?
Pop quiz, hotshot. There's a bomb on a
bus. Once the bus goes over 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up. What do you do? What do you do?
Okay.
And scene.
Beautiful. Can I just say, amazing, because this is what I find so good. Number one, your acting got me there straight away.
Not really.
I knew it from the start. I did not have to wait to the end.
Really?
It is speed.
Correct.
And I love the fact that in true Tom form, he's made you be the Dennis Hopper so that he can be the Keanu Reeves.
Of course I'm Keanu Reeves in this duo. Well done, mate. You Yay! Are right. Congratulations. You got
such a great scene. Such a great movie.
Do you want to just hear the little bit for anybody who's not familiar with it?
Find you.
Pop quiz, hot shot. There's a bomb on a bus. Once the bus goes 50 miles an hour, the bomb is armed. If it drops below 50, it blows up.
Oh.
I really leave the acting.
What do you do?
What do you do? I mean, you nailed it.
So similar between me and Dennis Hopper.
It's basically the same
thing. Fun, fun, fun,
fun. Dominog. K-Rock.